Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Modified domestic demand, which is a more suitable benchmark for economic growth in the Irish economy than GDP, is set to grow by 2.5% next year and 2% in 2026. That's according to the Central Bank of Ireland's quarterly economic bulletin, which also predicts that inflation will hit the sweet spot of around 2% over the next 2 years. But it warns that the pace of excessive spending risks a crisis and that housing and other infrastructure issues need to be sorted. Robert Kelly is the Director of Economics and Statistics at the Central Bank of Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Joe.
Out of curiosity, did you also forecast or issue a forecast for GDP over the next 2.5 years?
We did indeed. And there's a little bit more volatility here, but we can speak in a little bit more detail what's driving that. But GDP, we see it growing at 1.8% this year and then in the region of 4 to 4.5% for the next 2 years.
It's relatively high compared to modified domestic demand. But as you say, that's volatile. Since we're using MDD a lot more as a measure of the health of the economy, what are the main differences between modified domestic demand and GDP?
Great question, Joe. And we could spend a whole show talking about this one. So let's just first define what domestic GDP is, gross domestic product. So this is an international standard to measure total sales of goods and value of services in the economy. But the problem with these standards are when you apply them to some M&E activities, as you've said, they create volatility in GDP. And it's also not reflective of what's happening in the Irish economy. So MDD takes some of those components, three in particular. So it's everything households are purchasing. It's everything government are spending on services. So think of healthcare, education, social services, all of these things. And finally, it's investment. And what investment means here is it's machinery, equipment, construction. But crucially, it takes out two things from investment. It takes out imported intellectual property rights, which are brought in by the M&Es, and also aircraft leasing.
Aircraft leasing, they may be based here, but they're not contributing that much to the domestic economy.
Exactly. Yeah. So you could see very strong growth in a quarter where a lot of aircraft leasing activity takes place. The planes may never actually be on Irish soil. So it's just that the companies are registered here.
Yeah.
So this MDD, when you strip it down, gives a much better sense of domestic imbalances, what's happening in the labour market. But we do have to supplement it with trade data. We are a small open economy, and that's the element it misses. So that's how we talk quite a bit about exports and what's happening there, because a lot of firms in Ireland are very outward orientated as well.
And now every economist, if given a choice, would want a national economy to grow, but not too fast. Is this current economy as something of a sweet spot at the moment?
So that is a good way of thinking. An awful lot of positivity there. So really at its core, we look a lot at the labour market. And we've now seen unemployment being below 5% for almost 30 months. So real strength in the labour market. We see inflation, as you said at the introduction, coming down towards 2%. It's actually been below 2% for the last 3 months. So there's a lot of positivity there. I guess the real challenge now is there's a couple of real demands on domestic policy, in particular to increase the infrastructure to allow us to continue to grow the economy. So while right now we might be in a sweet spot, we have to start thinking about how do we continue to keep that potential growth or even grow the potential growth and the numbers in the labour market over the coming years.
Now, I see the Central Bank of Ireland is very worried about the pace of spending.
In terms of public spending?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when it comes to public spending, it's exactly that point. The demands on the public spending are quite high at the moment. They're what are called standstill costs. So these are, what is the cost of providing the current level of services, let's say healthcare, education, out over the next few years? If you think about population growth, if you think about public sector pay agreements, if you think about inflation, they're about 2/3 of that cost are baked into the budget going forward. So 2/3 of what they plan to spend will just be keeping public services where they are. We have what I'd call an infrastructure gap. So if you look at what we expect to have in terms of volume of infrastructure in 2020 and what we have now, there's about a 15 billion euro gap. And also then you could take in the climate piece. There's a number of measures here, but there's a very significant spend. One from a research institute in Cork, UCC, a group, they estimate about 40 billion is needed to meet our emission targets by 2030. So the real issue is here, there's huge immense demands. Right now with the corporation tax, there is the ability or the funding to do it, but the problem is the capacity in the economy. So the real trick now is we can't do too much too fast. So it really does become about, you know, managing that mix and also even thinking about revenue offsetting measures, create the space in the economy. We run a scenario where you try to do a lot too quickly. And what you see there is demand rises. And what happens is the labor force moves into those sectors like construction. But that comes at the cost of the traded sector. And ultimately, as a small open economy, that traded sector shrinking, like that is the source of our economic model and damages our competitiveness longer term. So if you're quite careful to balance the short term, you know, macro stability needs with the longer term need to continue to deliver that infrastructure.
Now, we know central bankers have set a target of 2% inflation when it comes to setting interest rates. It looks like that target will be met next year and the year after.
Indeed, at the euro level area, that's exactly the case. And that's what drives our monetary policy decisions. But in Ireland, we've actually seen inflation fall below 2% for the last 3 months. But there's a crucial difference here between what I would call international driven factors and locally driven factors. So if you think about global supply bottlenecks or energy price shocks, they really affect the goods prices. They've broadly passed. But if we think about service prices, and what I'm talking about here is house rental, transport costs, accommodation and restaurant prices, they're very much locally driven. 70% of those service items are still growing by more than 5%. So while we do see that forecast hovering around 2%, we see the services prices gradually falling over the horizon. And this speaks back to that point around the public finances. That's where, Annie, we put domestic stimulus. If we increase demand by continuing to spend more than, let's say, the 5% rule, we risk keeping those inflation numbers higher.
All right. Robert, thank you so much for joining us and sharing the latest quarterly bulletin. That's Robert Kelly, the Director of Economics and Statistics at the Central Bank of Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.